Well, we're here, Bessie, to record what should be the first episode of The Millennial Dictionary, our new podcast, but we've not been let down by just one presenter, or two, or three. There are four who aren't
four.
Here.
Four, yeah. We were a team of how many? Eight?
No, six, I think. There's two plus two.
Oh, yeah, six. And now we're down to two. And the format we're going for, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, especially, you've kind of stepped up admirably to the plate now because you were supposed to be a mere producer.
But really, I wanted to save my voice for other more important projects. So you weren't supposed to hear me and now I've suddenly become an integral part of the podcast. I feel like I'm going to have to be on it all the time now.
Integral. Yeah, well, yeah, you're on our maiden voyage here. You're the voices that the audience will get used to. And
yeah, get to know. How long is it we've been waiting now in total? Half an hour? Ridiculous. Looking in the group chat, which is inventively called Millennial Dictionary. I won't tell you how I've spelt the dick part of dictionary.
No, don't. Don't think that needs any more illustration at all.
And they're in another meeting, which is apparently more important.
I think the bit that really took the piss, I don't know if we're allowed to say that on this new podcast.
We need to get a soundboard of something.
That's the one, yeah. Well, post-production's amazing nowadays, isn't it? So,
it's amazing the stuff they can do on radio now.
I remember when this was our fields.
Oh, here they are. They're coming in.
Oh,
guys, we're
go
gonna,
in. Oh,
they're
there
even
we go.
Coming through the wrong door. This is
No. They're trying to come in and they're just going through the. Guys, do you want to go? We're doing a little intro. Like, oh my god, they're so late. So just make your ways on. Make your way on
I
through.
I mean, they're not even. They're not remotely
they
trying.
They don't seem upset, remorseful. There's not even an apology.
I'm muffled, sorry, but I don't know if you're recording.
We are recording.
We're definitely recording.
Apologies.
Suva's just completely silent. I don't know if it's shame or
Hello.
Entitlement.
Afternoon.
Guys, one second. We'll just wait a little bit longer because Suva's just going to
it's okay,
reply
we can,
to
we
a text
can...
here.
Oh, no! This is related to the podcast.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
That's what she says, but is it really? I can't see any new messages
That's
on the
what
podcast.
He says.
Bessie, do you know what?
Saba and yeah. The podcast, she tells you not to worry about.
I like how well we haven't introduced this at all.
Okay. Well, that's the beauty of editing.
This is the Millennial Dictionary, for the words you're embarrassed you don't know.
I know we're already half an hour late. May I request 5 minutes where I can just get my stuff up? Is that all right?
Bessie, take a mic down, please.
I've just got to say,
savage.
I'm not
Absolute
as much of a
savage.
Diva as Saba. I'm Alex. I'm very chilled. I'm never
I'm
late
Alex
for anything.
I'm Alex and I'm able to freestyle. I'm Alex
All
and I'm perfect.
Say, I am absolutely perfect. And I had to wait for this one to go to the toilet before we started this podcast.
I must say,
I was prepared 15 minutes beforehand. I'm very
We're in
organized.
A meeting, mate.
Yeah, but I was still ready, even though I hadn't actually left the meeting. Googled some stuff on the way on the tube today as well, just to get ready for this podcast. Very organised.
You're grovelling, just doing nothing for me. You can take your nose out of my derriere.
Also, can I just say, can we refrain from advertising on particular search engines? I was really working on sponsorship with Bing, and I think it's in tatters now.
Your tone of voice made me really scared there, Loza. I thought I was in massive trouble.
So are you introducing it?
Well, that's recording now, so
oh, okay.
I guess you've introduced it. Hello, and welcome to The Millennial Dictionary, our brand new podcast. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you doing, Loz?
Very well.
Could be better.
Are we allowed to call you Loz on the podcast?
Well, now you've revealed my name.
Is it that sort of podcast?
Well, I think
I guess it is now, right?
What do you make of it? What do you make of it? Can't say my
words. Loza. We've got Loza, Koza, Soza, and Joza.
I think that's a bit much.
just so you remember all the names, they're rhyming.
We've got Alex with me, Suba.
You're right.
You're the one who's kind of masterminded this whole thing, aren't you? So you know how it works.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what? Let me do the explainer. So, guys, how it started was that, so we're all around the same age, the majority of us anyway. I say that looking at dear Alex Hattonstone, very good friend of mine, Alex. I tend to use a lot of West London slang. It's where I'm from. And I grew up in a suburb in London, and we have our own language. And when I tend to get comfortable with people, the Hounslow girl tends to come out. And old Alex or young Alex.
Can we have a bit less of the old Alex? I'm not that old.
Lovely Alex.
Can I give a bit of context here?
Go on.
So, Alex...
we're not allowed to reveal her age.
We can't reveal her age.
For legal reasons.
Yeah.
For legal reasons. I'm not a criminal.
What I can tell you about Alex is she's already had a career change. Now, make of that what you will. I'm not old enough to have had a career change.
You're just not productive enough, Loza.
I've
made something of my life. You've just sat on your ass all day doing nothing.
Well, it's got me here hosting this esteemed podcast. So watch out. Several years younger than you've made it.
Oh, I see the jealousy seeping in here. Respect your elders.
Bear jealousy. Do you know what that means?
I actually do, because I'm an ex-teacher and I'm down with the kids.
That's how you know that she's not down with the kids. Right.
I don't think you're allowed to be down with the kids when you're a teacher, actually. Frowned upon.
Okay, I'm going to go into explaining, guys, before we roast our lovely, esteemed...
Yeah, keep
colleague?
Going.
Is she our colleague?
Our colleague. Elder. I thought I was your friend.
We'll go with our elder. You respect
our
those.
Elder. Right, I like that. I like that. So Millennial Dictionary came around because Alex couldn't understand a lot of the words that I was coming out with. So we all sat together one day and thought, do you know what? Why don't we set up a podcast which explores various elements of London-based slang?
It's not just London-based.
Is it UK-based?
I think it's worldwide.
No, it's not.
It's millennials.
Yeah, but we're millennials from London.
I'm actually even younger than that. You're a Gen Z.
What are you doing here? Get out.
Me and producer Bessie are both younger.
Can we not rub it in? This whole Gen Z, what is it called? Gen Z.
Generation Z.
Gen Z makes me sick. They're too young.
Guys, you're not Americans that you're saying Z. Can I just...
Alex thinks Gen Z is the one who's married to Beyonce.
I've got to say, I did get confused for a moment. Love a bit of Gen Z. Anyone want to do a rendition now? New York. No? Oh, wait, that's Alicia Keys. No, but he features, right? It's my gym song. It's my anthem.
That is correct. This is why we set up the podcast. Alex doesn't understand a lot of words. They're also not really... cross-generational, some of them we found. So yeah, that's why we are doing the podcast. And how it works is super simple. We're each going to introduce one word to the rest of the panel, and then they have to guess what it means. Super straightforward. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Do we have any volunteers, any takers?
Yes,
go on.
Okay, right, so I did have a really good look this morning. This word has been getting on my nerves for a long time. I discovered it and I was like, this is 90% of the people I know. It's called fubbing.
Fubbing?
Fubbing.
That's not a term.
Can you spell it?
It's spelt PHUBBING. Fubbing.
Alex,
it is fubbing irritating.
This is a PG word.
It is extremely PG.
Okay, just checking.
Extremely PG. Before this show, Subba was fubbing.
Ooh. Who was
That's
I fubbing?
That's why she was so late.
Who were you fubbing? That is a very
is
good question.
Question.
That's what we'd all like to know. Subba was fubbing.
I'm not one to kiss and tell.
Before the show...
Do you fub alone or do you fub with someone else?
Whoa!
Well, all I can say is you can have a bit of group fubbing, if that's your kind of thing. But the person who I commend on this show is Loza. Loza has not been fubbing.
Does
no
it
one
mean
wants to
slacking?
Fub with me. I've never fubbed before.
Oh, you're a fubbing virgin. It's good that you felt that you could open up about this on the show. You know what? I'm sure you fub before. Everyone's done it. It's a generation thing. These young'uns doing it all the time.
I've wanted to do it, but people keep fubbing me off.
Fubbing is something which the younger generation are really into. People like me who know about social interactions and how to conduct oneself in society. I don't know why I'm getting these looks at the moment, because I'm being serious. I am beyond fubbing. So what do you reckon it is, fubbing?
Well,
I'll let you go first, Tubba.
The word that kind of enters my consciousness, I probably can't say. It rhymes with duck, ends in ing.
Oh, mysterious.
That's
I hate
me.
That when you
mysterious
type that in on
girl.
Your phone, you know, and it autocorrects to ducking.
Ducking. So ducking annoyed with you, Loz.
Yeah, it is ducking annoying.
I don't think it's ducking, is it?
Subba, take your mind out of the gutter. It has nothing to do with that?
I really have
does
no
it,
idea.
Does it mean having too much fun?
Definitely not.
Okay, does the pH have something to do with it?
It does.
Is it a verb? Can
I'm
it be a verb?
I'm thinking of the word, like, subbing. Maybe it kind of rhymes with that, so maybe it's to do with changing one thing for another, but I can't think what the f would be, especially with a pH.
Mm. Do you know what? You're getting closer. Not subbing.
Phenomenology. I know that word. It's not going to be that.
That's a high frequency word right there. Subbing.
Philip.
Not subbing, but it is to do with the rhyme. It's what is known as a portmanteau word, if you're going to be posh about it. A blend, if you're going to use what most people use. It's a blend word. Fubbing, it's a blend. It's two words put together.
Words.
Think about it.
I've been fubbing this whole time.
Clubbing. Is it something to do with clubbing?
No.
Okay, I think you're going to have to tell us. I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm
fubbing right now.
Oh, producer Bessie's giving us a clue. Look at what she's doing. Think of the pH. What's producer Bessie doing apart from giving us dodgy...
Phone!
Something to do with the mobile.
She's holding a phone.
It is something to do with the phone.
Fubbing. Always on your phone.
And getting there. You're getting there.
Phone something. Yeah, well done, Laurie.
Think about the ubbing.
Fobbing? Like fobbing you off because I'm on my phone all the time?
Sort of. You're pretty much
She's
there.
So close.
Snubbing. Is it like where you don't talk to someone because you're on your phone instead?
Yes!
Oh. Laurie, you get a special producer point.
I don't think I deserve it. We
Alex,
took so long.
I'm so sorry. I apologise.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
You do this a lot, Saba. It's really emotional for me, actually.
Oh, that's actually really rude. I get upset when people do that to me, and I didn't realise I was one of
those
people.
Maybe you need to do those phone pile things that they do in restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I have actually put my phone on airplane mode for the sake of this discussion, which is why you've not seen me fub.
Can I do a word?
Okay, I suppose.
What's your word?
So my word... See, this seems to be big in America, but I haven't heard it used here. Darty.
Ooh, darty. It just makes me think of farty straight away.
Dirty.
D-A-R-T-Y, darty.
Or someone who like darts around all the time and
that's so
is unreliable and flaky and darty.
Disgusting?
No, not quite. Not even at all.
Is it to do with darts?
Is it to do with running around?
No.
Movement?
Well, you would move.
Is it like someone who legs it all the time? Like an unreliable person? Like you're well darty. This is me being down with kids, yeah?
Okay. You're right, Alex. Darty, no. It's nothing like much that you've said.
Is it a good thing?
Is it ever used in the UK?
I assume it... Well, it has been now.
Yeah.
No, I assume it must have been, but I hadn't heard it until today, actually.
Am I darty?
You're not darty. You can't be darty.
Ah, so it's not an adjective.
Interesting.
Ooh, linguistic analysis coming out here. What word group would it classify as?
I think you'd call it a noun.
controversial. Ooh, darty. Can you use it in a sentence?
I tell you what, I can give you a clue.
Go on.
There is something that people refer to, I've discovered on Twitter, as darty season. And apparently that's coming up.
Ooh, is it like a blend of words?
What, you mean a, what's the
a portmanteau.
One? Ah, that's it, yeah. yes, it is.
Which are the two words? Which are the two words that it blends?
That's literally what it means.
Right, darty, let's think about this logically.
Wait, if darty season is approaching...
I don't know if that's actually a bit of a red herring, because... Technically, you could do this or
any season.
Yeah, but right. But I can understand why during the summer months it might be more appealing.
Is it even like stripping off?
That yeah, I was just thinking that. It's getting hot in here.
She's looking dirty.
All your clothes.
Thanks, mate.
I'll just remind you, it's still a noun. but no.
Fine. Does it refer to a type of person that strips off?
No, it doesn't. And the thing is, I imagine that you could do, and people indeed have stripped off when being involved.
Have you ever
with a darty?
Oh, is it like a derby?
No.
Is it like a sport thing?
No.
Okay, running out of ideas here. Is it to do with dance?
Yes, I would say.
Oh, is it?
But not directly. Like dance will be probably a major part of it. But
is it a party? Is it a party mixed with like something else? Okay. Half a point at least. Right. Darty. Okay. What else begins with D? A party. Is it?
Narrowed it down.
Is it a dry party, like no alcohol party?
No.
Oh. My type of party.
Yeah, I was just thinking of you, Sabah.
No, isn't the dance?
No, it's not.
No. Oh, wait, the art.
The reason I said dance is because you do, and for me it is dance, sorry.
it's dance for me as well. We speak right, Loza.
You dance at
Alex, you're from
a
London.
Party, so
my family from Manchester. I'm claiming the dance side.
But that's it.
See.
Lovely accent. I think that I've...
Bit over
I've,
the top.
I do have a way
right,
to kind of narrow it down. We were talking about clubbing before. Now, there's something about clubbing that's kind of inherent to it. That... When would you go clubbing?
Dark party!
No. Oh.
In the evening?
Right.
Mm. Okay. Day party!
I see where you go.
Proudest moment
daytime
of my life.
Party yeah. Is a darty.
That's what I said. I was there first. Day party.
I'm afraid Alex gets the producer point there because she was first. Sorry, Saba.
So I'm really losing this leaderboard. Yeah. Right, okay. So my word, guys, is something that I've picked up on quite a lot recently amongst my group of
friends. Seb, would you like to talk into the mic?
All right. Sasspot. Okay.
That's so, producer Betty to you.
Oh, sorry.
Producer Sasspot.
So my word is something that I've heard quite a lot recently by friends, members of my family, and it really confused me up until the moment I was brave enough to ask a friend of mine what it means. And it's, and I'm sure neither of you all know this, it's that it's quite confusing. It's when something is a mood. Now, does that ring any bells to you?
That doesn't make any sense.
What you say, this is a mood.
This is a mood, or such a mood.
Oh, is this the word? The word is mood.
No. So it's not a word. It's more a sort of statement. It's a few words, but it's a sort of concept.
But we already know the meaning of mood, right?
So go on then. Well, what's your initial take?
Mood is atmosphere, isn't it?
Correct.
It's a countenance of person.
Getting there.
Sounding
but if something's such a mood, has that got positive connotations
no.
or negative?
No, it makes me think it's like you've got properly bad company.
Right.
You're like, why did I invite this person over?
Such a mood.
Yeah.
See, that was my initial take when I heard it. And I was like, yeah, like ferociously agreeing with what they were saying. And the person next to me was quite confused by my reaction. And because I wanted to seem quite down with the kids, I didn't like... question what it meant. But then recently I wanted to use the word, but then panicked at the last minute and thought, oh no, like what if I use it out of context and then really badly embarrass myself? So I withheld, which is why I asked my friend what it meant.
So is it not bad? Is it the opposite? Is something that's good?
It's
I have maybe a guess.
Go on then.
Is it something, a situation that kind of epitomizes how you feel? Like that's such a mood, like, oh my god, that's a bit of me kind of thing.
Like pathetic fallacy.
My dear, you have hit the nail on the head.
Oh, for goodness sake, seriously.
God, that was such an easy word. You got that in like 2 minutes.
I think it's because there is an established definition of mood.
True. But it took me so long to work out what that meant.
I still don't understand what it means.
Okay, to say something is a mood, it basically means, oh, I can relate to this massively, or, oh yeah, similar vibes.
What, like, I just got dumped. Oh, that is such a mood.
Such a mood, exactly.
Oh, like,
because,
I get you.
Yes, like, you can resonate with what the person's saying. But, like, if you were to hear that kind of off the cuff, you wouldn't really clock what that would mean, would you?
No, can't you just say, like, I feel great empathy for you?
I mean, that's what you would say, former English Lit student.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm sorry, I have a real issue with this phrase. Such a mood. Yeah, such a mood just doesn't make sense. That's not how mood should be used.
Producer Bessie, I didn't get my point yet.
You do get a producer point there. Sorry about that. I was too busy looking up funky words.
Oh, funky.
It's very addictive. I have to say, I say mood all the time. I'm sorry.
In the same context.
It's a mood.
It's a mood.
Do you know what? Now that you say it, I think I've heard you say it and been like,
Okay, for example, I come in a really good outfit, like a lot of animal print. And someone's like, oh, I like your outfit. I was like, yeah, it's a mood.
Okay, now I'm confused again. In that context, what the hell does it mean?
It's a mood. It's like, this is my vibe.
So like, it's a nice thing?
Yeah.
It's a
mood.
Are
you saying you're wearing loads of animal print and they're like, that's a nice outfit, and you say it's a mood? Are you saying like,
so
oh, I'm fierce?
It's not a nice, it's a mood. It's my vibe. It's what I am projecting onto the world.
Actually, someone did say that to me in the toilets the other day.
It's a mood. I-double-S-A, mood. If you want to put it on your Instagram story.
That was a loud dump. It's a mood.
Post dump, don't worry. But yeah, she was describing her outfit. She's like, yeah, it's a mood of like 80s mood.
Or for example.
No, that's not the same, Alex. That's not the same.
For example, that makes sense to me.
Like giving an energy.
Right. So that energy can be good or bad.
No, it's not. It's like, it's not, it's nothing to do with good or bad.
So it's just energy full stop.
But it's like a real like, it's a mood. Oh my gosh.
It's hard,
this
right?
Is hard to
but
explain.
Energy, but we all have energy.
For so example, Laurie and his outfit today. This is a mood.
Well,
like this, it becomes you. It's like a vibe. It's right. Okay, am I getting any
so
closer?
He embodies the mood.
So yeah, like he's wearing a black jumper and black trousers. So what mood are we going for here?
Dark?
Funeral-esque?
It comes from a meme.
Hey, I'd wear socks to a funeral.
Oh, you're not wearing any socks?
Well, I've got a trainer sock. I don't know if that
counts. No, I hate trainer socks. Don't even get me started on those.
Mm. Well, yeah. They probably weren't invented when you were a kid.
They're just for people who had big feet.
I wonder if they had to invent the full-length sock in order to invent the trainer sock. Did they go up from the bottom or down from the top?
That's a very good
was
question.
Was it a case of tights first? I think that's the case, because all people in fairy tales wear tights.
It's a bit like what came first.
And they're going down and down. And then you got to the ankle sock, the knee sock, the ankle sock.
Yeah.
The trainer sock and then the pop sock.
But I have a question, right? What is the point of trainer socks and pop socks? They always just fall down. They never cover any flesh.
But maybe that's the point. They're not supposed, like you're running. You want to have space. You don't
as
want
to someone
be
who never runs, Subba, you have no authority on this matter.
There was no need to expose me like that, Alex.
This is a girl who doesn't know what a gym is. Just say, no offense to you.
I have
but
no that
okay,
I
that's a mood.
Yes.
Ooh. Because a mood can also be relatable. Okay. So like, okay, so I don't even
can
know
we just
what
establish.
I don't even go to
mood
a gym.
Mood has multiple meanings. So if something's relatable and if something's a vibe, are we following
yeah.
correct?
Yeah. Right, I've got a way for you all to redeem yourselves.
All right.
Can I just say, I'm
for
not sure
to
I need
point.
To redeem myself. I'm,
okay.
I'm
so
too
you
on
mean
a...
For
what's
summer
the scores touring? On the doors?
I
scores on the
most.
Doors. Let's see. Laurie's ahead with 2 points.
Yeah.
Two? When did that happen?
Well, I got two right. That's 2 points.
Oh.
Unless you want to raise the game.
Alex has got a point.
Oh, for God's sake.
And Sabba is currently on zero.
Right.
Oh, unlucky, mate.
But okay, there's a chance to make it all up.
Okay, let's do this.
With... The producer something. We'll come up with something.
Nice little jingle can go in there.
Sabba, this is a great chance for you to get some points, you know.
All right, bring it on, girl.
Because you
bring
did
it.
Talk about
best
your cred and
it.
Stuff and all your language. And
absolutely.
Actually, Alex is kind of knocking it out of the park at the
moment. Oh, yeah.
No one saw it coming. Obviously, Laurie's in the lead, but he's a mood.
Why is that obvious?
He is one of the youngest, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Not surprising.
So the way this works, I'm going to tell you 3 words that I use all the time. Or do I? One of the words is going to be a fake word.
Drums.
Yeah, drums. Make drums. Okay, and then you have to work out which of the words. You each get to ask me 1 question each. Now, if you're clever, you will ask a question about a different word each. But, you know, let's see how it goes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
My 3 words are finna, guap, and yerby. Now, you can request for me to spell those if you'd like.
Yes,
does that
please.
Count as a question?
No, it does not. That's free of charge. Word number one, finna. F-I-N-N-A.
Okay.
Finna's not spelt with a F.
Finna.
Ooh, clue.
That's not a thing.
F-I-N-N-A.
Oh.
Word number one.
Okay.
Word number finna. Two, guap. G-U-A-P. Now, I hope at least one of you knows that one.
Eh, guapo.
Or not. And word number three, yerby. Y-E-R-B-Y.
Oh, she's got ooh. Such a poker face saying those 3 words. Oh. I can't tell. I thought we'd be able to clock her, but...
I feel so out of my depth.
Me too.
Okay.
I feel like I'm treading water, but not in an anxious way, in kind of like a chilled out way, waiting for you guys to catch up with me.
Oof.
Oh, insufferable.
Right. Who wants to ask their first question? Remember, you only get one, so make it a good one.
Ooh. Okay, where would you use those words in terms of context?
All three of them. See, that's tricky because you're combining a lot of questions into one question.
Yes, that is correct.
I think you have to pick one.
I think you have to. Aww. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sava. I'm going to rule that out. Aww, that was a cheeky question.
Okay, fine.
Can we say she's forfeited her question entirely?
Absolutely not.
No, I'm going to be fair. This is
Thank
a trial.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Would you describe yourself as Finna?
No.
That was a bit of a crap question, wasn't it?
Which of these words do you personally use least often?
That is clever.
That's a very
good question. I think I'd probably say Yerby the least, only because the way I heard it was quite an unusual situation.
Only because it's not real.
Very funny. And I feel like you've got to be a certain type of person to be able to say Yerby.
Oh, she could totally be lying on these answers. I didn't realise.
Oh,
that's clever,
that's
isn't it?
That's not fair. She can't lie. That's against the rules.
Yeah, but otherwise we'll know that the one she uses the least isn't
real. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like, would I lie to you? They could be lying.
Oh.
Couldn't they?
Mm.
Oh, my God, this format's been done before. My question is, guap.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it, right?
Yeah.
Was that your question?
Is...
That was your question.
The second part of my question, relating to guap.
1B.
Which is really fun to say, so I hope it's real. Guap. Is that an abbreviation?
Guap. Oh, to my knowledge, no, but it might be. I don't think so.
Okay, thanks.
Great question, Loza.
I actually don't know.
Guap.
I have one final question.
No, that's not how it works, Al.
Okay.
That's for your benefit.
I tell you what, that's right out of the teacher's book. You know when Ofsted come in and all of a sudden you're adding in all these different bits that you never do.
It's like, miss, we don't normally do a plenary.
How do you know me so well?
Okay, decision time, guys.
Right. How do we do it? One by one, each word? Like,
you can each get in turn, yep. Let's start with the person at the bottom of the leaderboard has to say first.
Right, okay. I'm going to say the word that you don't use.
Wait, one of them's a fake word.
Hold up. So are these words that she uses,
mate, and one of them's not
the
real?
Concept
yeah,
of
one
the
of
game.
The words is not real.
You have to guess which word is fake, basically.
Okay, oh, I'm with you. The word that's fake, I'm going to say, is Yerby.
Yerby. Okay.
So that sounds, it doesn't sound proper. I've never heard it. So, I mean, I've not really heard of any of them, but Loza, what are you saying?
It's Alex next.
Sorry, I just thought I'd just...
My game plan was to just go with whatever Loza said since he's in the lead and he's got good judgment. But, right, okay, this is my dilemma. Okay, Yerby from the answer sounds like it would be right. Guap is such a satisfying word to say that I feel it would be something that... Not like that, mate. That sounds grim. I feel like guap is the kind of word that producer Bessie would make up because she gets satisfied at phonology. And so, therefore, I would say guap is the fake word.
Okay. Laurie.
So, I agree with one of the people in this room with me.
So scandalous.
I tend to agree with Saba.
Okay.
Because I think I've heard both of the other words.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I think guapamole.
No, that's guacamole.
No, I'm not being a joker. I know what guacamole is. But I think there's a thing, the comparison with the word guacamole. But for that reason, I'm thinking that guap itself, even if not an abbreviation, might be a real word. I've 100% heard finna, because they say it's finna something. It's finna, I don't know. Again, don't know what it means.
Yeah.
But purely by process of elimination, I therefore think that Yerby must be fake.
Interesting.
Yerby is a fake word.
Oh, for goodness!
Oh, my yes. G! Yes!
I literally asked the question which revealed it was fake, and then I got double-crossing, and then I got thrown off.
Would you like me to define the other two words for you?
Yes, please.
Love to hear that.
Okay. Guap means money. You might have seen Cardi B uses a lot on her Instagrams.
Right.
So mole would make sense, right? Guapamole.
Yeah.
It means a lot of it, though. And finna, now this is a fun one. Finna means, like, I feel like doing... Finna go get some chicken.
Like I'm feeling.
I'm thinner, gonna get some chicken. Yeah.
I'm right.
I'm feeling like I'm gonna do something.
Oh, like
I'm,
a blend.
I'm thinner, gonna get some coffee. Going to.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that.
I'm thinner, ACEs test.
Right. Do you use that one?
No, I don't. It sounds very unnatural.
I don't think I could take that seriously, really.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm just still bitter over Yerby. I literally asked the best question.
Sounds like Furby.
That's what I thought.
See, do you know what I was gonna describe Yerby? I was gonna be like, it's something that's really good, and it comes from Herbie. Like Herbie chicken, like Nando's. That was my thought process. So at the end of my little test, that leaves Laurie in the lead with a total of 4 points. Saba, nope. And then it's Alex with 1 point. No, I'm getting confused with the points now.
I can tell you exactly what it is.
Okay.
2-1-1.
I've got four.
Yeah. Four?
Alex has two.
Yeah.
And Saba has one.
Yeah.
I thought I had
Wait, one. Last time we spoke.
No, because you drew on the thing, so you beat for my producer test, so you both get 2 points each.
Gang, gang.
So basically what you're saying, Betty, is I got double what everyone else got.
And coming to the end of this delightful 30 minutes of fun, we have Laurie winning with 4 points. Sorry, Alex, Saba, you tried your best. Alex, really impressed with you, you got 2 points.
Thanks.
Saba, where's my pick-ups? I had high expectation, and I felt like you didn't quite meet it. So
I'm sorry.
2 points.
Next time, guys.
What about me, Betty?
Excellent work, as always.
Well, I had a lot of time to prep while we were waiting for these guys.
Yeah.
Probably could have read a whole dictionary by that point. So I know every word now. It's pointless.
Good to have a nice humble winner, isn't it?
Yeah. Guys, tune in next week. We'll be back with a spanking new selection of words.
Social media.
If you liked what you heard, you can follow us at MIDI Podcast. That's on Twitter and Instagram. All integrated, very impressive. Any final words, guys?
If you have any words that you want to send us, I'll say this bit again. Mm-hmm. If you have any words that you want to educate us with, send them, tweet us at MIDI Podcast. And try to educate me before these other people as well.
Slide into her DMs. No, do you know what that means?
Okay. I actually do know what that means. Because what,
DMs
one of my
or slide?
It's not Doc Martens. Is it not? I thought slide into my DM. Oh, no, it's messages, right?
Oh, my God.